Hello everyone and welcome to Superman Homepage Live, brought to you by supermanhomepage.com, the number one Superman fan site in the world. In this, our March 18th, 2024 show, we're going to be covering a range of topics, a little bit of a tidbit on what's happening with the upcoming Superman movie. We're going to be talking about the recent Superman in Concert event that took place in LA. We've got comic book stuff to talk about, action figures, auctions, and so much more. And joining me tonight, once again, is my good friend Mark Lax, who is in an undisclosed location where the internet is a little bit on the iffy side, but we'll try to push through. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Yourself?
All right.
Very good. Very good. Yes, we've got a few things to talk about tonight. Not a big week in the world of Superman. It's been a little bit quiet, so we might get time to talk to fans tonight who might want to call in. And for those who are interested in doing that, then you can simply use the QR code that is on the screen right now, and you can get involved by going to supermanhomepage.com/live, or as I said, you can scan the QR code on your screen right now from your smartphone. That'll take you into the green room where you'll be able to still watch and listen to the show live, and but we will bring you on when we get a chance, which will probably be in the second half hour of tonight's program. So if you're not too shy and you want to get on, then you can do that. Otherwise, if you are a little bit shy and don't want to get on the phone tonight, then you can simply go to either YouTube or on Facebook. There are the comments sections there. Mark and I can keep an eye on that feed to react to whatever comments or questions you might have, and we will react to them as necessary. If you're on YouTube, you might want to try a super chat. All you do is click on the dollar symbol there. A slider will appear on your screen. You decide on the dollar amount you're willing to donate, and we will feature your comment, your super chat, live on the screen as we go along tonight. There are also super thanks and super stickers that you can test out. People telling me my microphone is low. Trying to, let me see if I can.
Yeah, it was a little bit louder.
But yeah, I'll try to make sure it's right in front of my mouth and get sure that the volume is good. So yeah, hopefully it's a little bit better now that I've...
My end, I hope I'm sounding okay.
Yeah, no, you're sounding fine on your end. So yeah, get involved in tonight's show. We want to thank our sponsors and our patrons. We want to thank Douglas Meacham, John Patrick Van Pelt, Tina Murray, and C. Ralph Adler for their support. And you can join those fine folks and be a sponsor of the show. All you have to do is click the join button on YouTube, or you can go to patreon.com/supermanhomepage. So that's a great way to get involved and make sure that the website stays relevant and stays operational. So get involved in the sponsoring of our show. All right, so let's get into tonight's program. And just quickly off the top, talking about the upcoming Superman movie, haven't reported this on the website at all, but it's kind of relevant enough to be able to announce here that James Gunn has said that Superman, the upcoming film, will be filmed for IMAX, completely in IMAX. So, you'll be able to watch it completely in the great big screen. Big screen.
Yeah, that's... I think 3D is kind of fallen. Seeing it on the, you know... Seeing it on the big screen would be... Especially with the sound and, you know...
Yeah, it would be awesome. It would be a magnificent. So if he's completely filming it for the big screen, that's for the IMAX screen, that's great. Obviously, you'll still be able to watch it in your own regular cinema or theater at regular size or whatever size they have. They have various sizes and things these days. Obviously, IMAX is the biggest. But, they have various screens and massive... it's comfortable chairs. Some places do bean bags that you can sit in. Some places are recliner chairs. some places they bring your food in. Here in Australia, called Gold Class. So there are all different ways of watching a movie in the theaters these days. I think there's even some places where the seats shake and If there's smoke comes out, all those kind of, they're really trying to obviously jazz up the theater experience so that, you know, because our screens are getting bigger and our sound systems in our homes are getting more sophisticated. So whatever they can do to bring fans back into the theaters is something that they're aiming to do more and more. So IMAX for the upcoming Superman film makes sense.
Seems the movies now are for just for the bigger movies, you know. Most of those are streaming now, you know. Those are all movies on Netflix. But so they're really going all out now.
Yeah, indeed, they are. They're definitely going all out to get fans back into the theaters now that COVID's, you know, pretty much over and done with, and fans are getting more comfortable going back into crowds and locations like that. So Superman 2025, shot in IMAX. Hopefully it's going to be good and worth the trouble. All right, so that's really all we have this week for the upcoming Superman movie. There were some leaked photos of the engineer costume, one of the side characters, or one of the other characters included. I'm going to put up a poll on our website shortly in regards to spoilers and leaked photos to see what the fans want, how they want us to treat those situations. I'm not a big fan of, you know, putting spoiler material up on the website or leaked photos, because they're obviously being illegally captured somehow. Sure, if they're filming in public, and you know they know that there are people up in the windows of buildings surrounding the photo shoot or film shoot, that you know, that things are going to get out there. But if you know, if it's someone sneaking in or doing things that they probably shouldn't be doing to get set photos on a closed set, then you know, I'm not a big fan of that. If you know, we saw with the Supergirl in The Flash when they leaked photos of Sasha Calais being strung up on, you know, for those shots, and people started pulling apart the costume and talking about the lack of the cape and the way that the ribs, you know, the abs area of the costume looked fake. And then you get to the big screen and it's completely different. You know, you don't realize how much goes into post-production on these things. So you really can't judge anything by leaked photos. When the studio is ready to show us something, they'll show us what they're ready to show.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know now what's leaked and what's, you know, they put out for a peek, and you don't know anymore. No. So you got to be careful. But that's false. That's not what it's supposed to be, and you know.
There was supposedly a leaked photo of David Corenswet in the Superman costume, which proved to be an AI-generated image, you know, and James Gunn debunked it and said, you know, it's obviously fake. I mean, look at his wrists, or look at the people holding the cameras that supposedly are around him shooting. So it's getting even harder to be able to work out what is real and what isn't real based on the images that are getting put out there. So yeah, it's tricky. So we'll be obviously very careful about looking at what we post on the website in regards to leaked material or spoilers. So you can be sure that Superman homepage has you covered there. All right, so pushing on, and we move into stuff that we can talk about. And the other night on Friday, March 14th, the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra performed Superman in concert at the Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles. And our good friend and sponsor, Douglas Meacham, was there in attendance and shared a number of great photos from his time at the Superman in concert. Obviously, it is what is, if you're not sure what that is or you haven't heard of it before, it is watching Superman the movie with a live orchestra playing live to screen. So you're watching the film and the orchestra is playing the soundtrack as you watch the film, which is awesome to do. And it seems like a great time was had by all. There was obviously a program with all the details there. And Douglas got to rub shoulders with some of the celebrities. There he is having a drink pre-show with Aaron Smolinski, who was obviously Baby Kal-El in Superman the movie. And then Doug caught up with our good friend Jim Bowers from Caped Wonder, and also got photos of Ilya Salkind, who was obviously one of the producers of the film. And he's there with David M. Petru, who was the author of the behind-the-scenes account of the film, published the book about the making of Superman the movie. Also, there's Doug with Ilya as well, and caught up with Mark McClure, who obviously played Jimmy Olsen. Also got a photo with Aaron and Sarah Douglas. Sarah obviously not standing still there for that one, moving faster than a speeding bullet and got blurred out. also took some photos there with Jim Bowers again. And Jim is standing there with a couple of other dignitaries, including Peter McDonald, the camera operator for the first two Superman films, and was second unit director for Empire Strikes Back of all movies. Madeline Most was camera assistant for the first film. And so there they are there. And final photo there, Douglas having a photo with David M. Petru and Katya Kopaczki, who was assistant continuity supervisor. So yeah, there you go. Some great moments, great photos caught by Douglas Meacham, who, as I said, attended the Superman in concert there in LA last Friday night.
Yeah, that is super cool. I would love that. You know, they don't do that around here. I mean, that's Los Angeles, of course. So, you know, they have their Philharmonic and London and all these other places. So hopefully at some point I'll get to see one of the.
Yeah, I haven't seen Superman the movie to like Superman in concert, but I have seen other films and some of the cartoons, like the Looney Tunes, done with a live orchestra playing to screen, and it is phenomenal to go and see. Even if you've seen the movie multiple times, just knowing that there's a live orchestra playing there as you're going along is quite cool. So yeah, it's definitely worthwhile if you get to see one of those. So thank you to Douglas for sharing those photos with us, and looks like a great time was had by all. So, yeah, amazing stuff, as Kenneth says in the comments. Very cool.
Any live entertainment is great. Yeah. Any live, whether it's a play or you know, the symphony or whatever.
Exactly.
Any live entertainment.
100%. I couldn't agree more. I love going to watch live bands and those kinds of musicians, what have you. It's really cool. And I'm happy to say that your video and your audio is caught up, so your internet there is doing well.
It's snapping. Okay, great.
Yeah, it's all good. All right, so that's all there really has we have on the movie side of things. We also don't really have much on the television side of things because, as we know, Superman and Lois won't be on our screens until around September, October for its fourth and final season. So we wait for that. We still don't know when My Adventures with Superman, the animated series, will return for its second season. So, and that'll be on Adult Swim, so we kind of wait. Obviously, there is a comic book series coming out that will bridge the gap between season one and season two of that animated series, which we spoke about last week. But as for anything else to do with the television side of things, we're kind of waiting and hoping for further news. So we've only got comic books and action figures and other things to get onto, but it's a good time to jump in and do our fan favorite segment of our show. So let's jump in and do that early on in the show tonight. All right, and yes, Justin, I am a real at the moment. So is Mark. We are not AI characters, so you can be assured of that. But then I could just be saying that as an AI character. So
that's true.
Don't know, but yes, I am real. I can't speak for Mark, really. I mean, you know, he's in an undisclosed location, so it could be.
That's right.
You know, using some high-end technology and making it look like the internet is not working just to make us feel like it's real.
Exactly. I'm a lot more clever than you think.
Evil genius.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get into the fan favorite segment of our show. And Mark, what was our question from last week?
Last week's question was, what do you think of the S-Shield for the new Superman movie?
Yeah, what was your favorite part of the S-Shield? I guess because we have to frame it in a fan favorite version. We had a couple of people respond to this one, so let's get into it.
Yes, Shane Sparkman wrote, I really like the new design for the upcoming movie. My only real concern is the color palette. I feel that the colors shown in the image are too dark. If James Gunn is truly drawing more inspiration from the comic version of Superman, I think he should steer clear of the Man of Steel-style darkness. Dark works for Batman, not for Superman. That is just my opinion. Thank you for your time and for always giving us a great show.
Thank you, Shane. Yeah, very good. It is really hard with these kind of photos to get a sense of the color. Color is really representative depending on the light, the shade, the location. And it can, the same suit can look different depending on the setting, the lighting. So I wouldn't take too much from the color spectrum on this photo, other than to say there's red, yellow, and blue in the costume. That's fantastic.
Yes. And it does look a little lighter than the Man of Steel from this photo anyway.
Yeah.
I think.
I agree. So, we'll wait and see just exactly what the colors look like on screen. Again, there can be adjustments in post-production. You know, we know that filters and things are put on to make things look darker or lighter and different shades. So we'll wait and see. But thank you very much, Shane, for your comment. JP Rocha was next up. JP said, I like the new Superman shield, minimalist and streamlined. Just like his answer.
There you go. And then Alfie Falsitelli. I love the shade of red and blue they're going with in the pattern on the fabric. I like the yellow border like the original shield had. I would have liked something to indicate the bottom curve of the letter S, but otherwise, so far, everything they've shown us is getting me pumped for the summer of 2025.
Yeah, thank you, Alfie. I agree. I would have liked to have seen, I've said I'm a traditionalist. I like the classic logo, or the one that's the most familiar to everybody, with the serifs on the S, you know, that top little kind of triangle shape, and then on the bottom that rounded bulb. But I do like the Kingdom Come logo. I always have. It's still very reminiscent of the S. And I do like the fact that there is a yellow border around the shield, because, again, that kind of brings out the S shape a bit more. The fact that the red is framed by a yellow border, I think I like that.
Definitely. Right.
Lorenzo Valdez wrote, I dig the image we got of David Corenswet's S-Shield. While it does not, of course, feature the elaborate Kryptonian texturing of Henry Cavill's, it does seem to find a middle ground with some distinctive texturing of its own. Mark is so right about the framing of the image being reminiscent of Superman for All Seasons. There are a couple of panels in the story, which I'm going to bring up now, that he sent us. Here we go. Turn that off there. Oh, that's my image. Where's Lorenzo's image? Here we go. Goes on to say, there are a couple of panels in the story in which Tim Sale drew close-ups of the S-Shield framed very similarly to what we see the image of Corenswet's S-Shield. James Gunn repeatedly referencing Superman for All Seasons is one of the things that makes me most hopeful about his take on Superman, so I see this as a big positive. Yep, I agree. There are very much similarities in the way that this was framed for the photo. So, yeah.
Like I had said, right after it had come out, I read Superman for All Seasons, and I saw that, and I said, wait a minute. That looks familiar. So I thought maybe that he could have, you know, I don't know whether he took it from there or not, you know, but it does look similar.
Indeed. All right, next up.
Hector Lopez wrote, I like it. Looks a lot like Kingdom Come Superman, and if this is the route James Gunn is going, we might have a great film.
Yeah, thank you very much to Hector, Lorenzo, Alfie, JP, and Shane, who sent in their thoughts on the S-Shield for Superman, the upcoming 2025 film. We appreciate your thoughts on that. The image on the right there is my representation. I think it's probably not exactly to scale. I think the bottom yellow area is probably less high, if you like. I think the red panel across the middle probably is a bit thicker than what I've drawn it in that shield. But otherwise, a similar type of representation to the image that James Gunn sent us. So very much, as I said, reminiscent of the Kingdom Come logo, but with the yellow background and a yellow border. And yes, there is a pattern through it. Obviously, it's not just a plain material Lycra like Christopher Reeve had, and not as detailed as Man of Steel's or even Brandon Routh's, but still a pattern there that kind of has a bit of texture to it.
Definitely, and it's still a very recognizable look. I mean, it's not something that's just far out there. It's very recognizable.
Exactly. It still screams Superman to the general public. It's just a stylized version of what we're more familiar with. But yes, still definitely Superman. All right, so our new fan favorite question for this week is, what is your favorite Superman clock, watch, or timepiece? We're kind of going back to some of the things that we used to ask in regards to some of the things in your collections. So have a look. I think we might have asked a similar question before, but this is encompassing any type of clock timepiece that you might have, whether it be watch, whether it be a clock, whether it be something else altogether. There have been quite a few different watches and clocks and different things released over the years. So let us know what your favorite Superman clock, watch, or timepiece is. Get involved in the fan favorite segment of our show. The email address to send your responses to is info@supermanhomepage.com. That's info@supermanhomepage.com. So get involved in the fan favorite segment of our show. All right, I'm going to now jump into the This Week in History segment. So bear with me as I bring up my notes.
Come with me now, my son, as we break through the bars of your earthly confinement, traveling through time and space.
All right, so here we go. Let me see if I can manage this once again. We are jumping right back to March 1994, where This Week in History, we saw, let me see if I can get the images up correctly. Something needs to be turned off there, turning that off. We jump back to Action Comics number 72, where a weird cover, but the main story is Superman and the Super Movers. And then there was a couple of backup stories as was wanted in the time. Vigilante, Super Sleuth, McFooey, Congo Bill, Mr. America, and Zatara. But the Superman story and Superman on the cover there was Superman and the Super Movers. I don't know what Superman is doing to that man there. It's weird.
I don't know. What is that? Is he shooting something from his...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's shooting rays from his... Look at that.
That is strange.
Unknown Golden Age superpower.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a weird one, but that was back in 1944. All right, then we jump through nothing in 1954. So March 1964, this week saw the release of Superman number 169, and there were three stories, The Infernal Imp, The Man Who Stole Superman's Secret Life, and the cover story, The Bizarro Invasion of Earth.
Kind of seeing as how we just had a Bizarro story in Action Comics.
Why not throw one in here?
Well, exactly. Why not?
Bizarro back in 1964. Jumping ahead to March 19th, 1974, we saw the release of Superman number 276, in which we have a story written by Elliot S. Magan, drawn by the great Kurt Swan, Make Way for Captain Thunder.
Captain Thunder. For a second, I thought it was Captain Marvel, but...
Well, it obviously is, but there's...
It is, but, well, no, but the shield, the, he doesn't have the lightning on me. So I'm not sure, yeah.
Very interesting, Alain.
Yeah.
I don't know, by 1974, did DC have the rights to Captain Marvel? I thought they did by this stage.
I think they might have. That's why I'm a little confused as to whether that's supposed to be Captain Marvel or not.
There you go. So now known as Shazam, obviously, of course.
Yes.
For copyright reasons. Mm-hmm. Then in 1984, we jump through to March 22nd, 1984, when we saw the release of Supergirl number 20, and there were a multitude of guest stars in this issue, written by Paul Kupperberg with art by Carmine Infantino. The Justice League of America, Wonder Woman, The Flash, Green Lantern, Aquaman, Green Arrow, Atom, Hawkman, Black Canary, Elongated Man, Red Tornado, Zatanna, Firestorm, Martin Stein, Teen Titans, Wonder Girl, Beast Boy, Cyborg, Starfire, and Terra all made appearances in this special issue of Supergirl back in 1984.
Do we know why it was so special?
No idea.
Yeah. I do remember the book at this time. I remember reading it. I don't know if I read this one, though.
And Supergirl with the headband, Michael.
Yes.
All right. Let's go. Let's have a look at also jumping forward to March 22nd, 1994, saw Supergirl number 4. And this is obviously the Matrix Supergirl, written by Roger Stern. Pencils by June Brigman and Inca Jackson Geis. Supergirl looking very punk rock there on the cover.
Yeah, I remember that was the miniseries. And this is when she was found out about Lex and that he was, you know, a real bad guy. And so she went all crazy and transformed into this wild woman.
Yeah, crazy. So, still trying to see why my settings for my microphone are so low. Bear with me. I will try to figure that out. I haven't changed anything on my side of things. All right. So, yeah, that was Supergirl number 4. All right. Jumping also to March 22nd, 1994, we are looking at Superman number 89. The title of this story was Desperation, written by Dan Jurgens. And drawn by Dan Jurgens with inks by Joseph Rubenstein. This, still looking at Superman with those increased powers at the time.
Yes, that was, do we have that up?
Is it not coming up? What's happened? Sorry. Oh, here we go. I've missed my cue.
Oh,
there it is.
Okay.
There's the cover.
Yeah,
too many things happening all at once here.
Yes.
Okay. Superman number 89. Then jumping to March 17th, 2004, we have Adventures of Superman 626, which saw the Superman story titled Tempest, and there was a backup story of the Metropolis SCU titled Small Hours, Long Days, and this was a very famous cover as well.
Yes, I know I read this story, and for whatever reason, I can't remember. I know I read it, but I just can't remember everything that was going on at the time.
Yeah, this was a Mike Turner cover, and it was Superman coming back from that candle. Where he had that motorbike and that suit, and this is obviously him ripping open that, coming back to his normal suit. So that was Superman 626. We jumped then to March 2004 for Superman Batman number 8, and this was a story titled Alone, obviously still on the Supergirl coming to Earth story, written by Jeff Loeb with art by Michael Turner, and obviously Batman featuring in this story. With Superman for Superman Batman number 8.
Yeah, this is I think this was this the first issue of her appearance.
It might be, yeah. I think you're right there.
Yeah.
Also, that same week, we saw Superman Secret Identity number 3 released, and this was titled Fortress, written by Kurt Busiek with art by Stuart Immonen. And, yeah, that was issue number 3. Then we jump to 2014, so 10 years ago. This week we saw the release of Scribblenauts Unmasked, A Crisis of Imagination number 3. Don't think I read that one. But also so that same week we saw Supergirl number 29, Inner Demons. This is when Supergirl was the Red Lantern story.
Yeah.
Because she's always angry, and anger is obviously the Red Lantern thing. So that was Supergirl number 29. And then that same week, we also saw Superman Unchained number 6, which I was drawn by Jim Lee, and obviously with arts by Scott Williams.
Yes, I read
a good series.
Superman the hardcover.
All right.
I thought it was all right. I mean, it wasn't anything that special at the time.
Fair enough. And in the real world, we had Monday, March 18th, marks the release of, or the anniversary of the release of Zack Snyder's Justice League, which was 3 years ago on this day, believe it or not.
Yeah. It seems... seems longer.
Yeah, premiered on HBO Max, March 18th.
Right. Wow. Yeah. And I remember watching it over a period of a few days.
Same.
Couldn't do it all in one sitting. Yeah, no.
Impossible.
I mean, I'll say this: it was better than the theatrical, I think. But beyond that, it was just, you know. It was just a curiosity for Zack Snyder to show what he wanted to do originally with, with his vision.
I enjoyed the film as a whole more than the theatrical cut, but I didn't enjoy Superman's portrayal as much as the theatrical cut. I thought he was more upbeat in the theatrical cut.
He was definitely more upbeat.
Mustache notwithstanding. Mustache gate. Also, this week is the anniversary of the release on of the TV series Krypton. Too short, but Krypton premiered on March 21st back in... What year was it? I'm trying to get my notes. March 21st in 2018. So what's that? 7 years ago?
6 years.
Wow.
Six years ago.
So, premiered on Sci-Fi in the USA on March 21st and went for 2 seasons, but should have gone longer, in my opinion. So that was this week in history, and that was everything that I had.
Very good.
So thank you for sticking with me, and thank you for bringing up my audio issue, fans. So, we're good. Good to go. Continue on for the rest of the show. And speaking of the rest of the show, we're going to take a quick break, play some messages, and then come back on the flip side to do the comic book side of the World of Superman, as well as some action figures and some auctions that you might want to know about. Stick with us. We'll be back right after this.
We'll be back in a moment with the exciting climax of today's episode. So stand by.
If you're enjoying Superman Homepage Live, then please like and share this video with your family and friends. Also, if you'd like to subscribe to our YouTube channel, then you can click on the bell to receive notifications whenever we post a new video. You can also join our YouTube membership program, just click the join button below. Or you can become a patron and support our website by going to patreon.com/supermanhomepage.
Look! up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane. No, it's SupermanHomepage.com, the number one Superman fan site in the world. SupermanHomepage.com, covering the world of Superman from the 1930s to today. News, reviews, rumors, and reports. SupermanHomepage.com for all your Superman comics, TV shows, movies, cartoons, radio shows, and more. Everything you ever wanted to know about the Man of Steel and more. SupermanHomepage.com.
Thanks, Superman Homepage, for all the support over the years. I really appreciate it.
I'm Matt Ballmer, the voice of Superman and Superman Unbound, and this is the Superman Homepage.
Right here on Superman Homepage.
Hi, Steven. This is Lois Lane from the Daily Planet.
Do you want to start a video podcast but don't know where to start? Or maybe you've been podcasting for a while but you're bored with the traditional audio-only format. Either way, I've got just the thing. Ecamm Live is the number one choice for busy podcasters who want to easily create professional-looking video podcasts. But why? They're more engaging for your audience, and video keeps their attention so they're more likely to stick around and become part of your community. Let me show you just how easy it is with Ecamm Live. You can drag and drop graphics right onto your show to make it more professional. If you have a co-host or guests, bringing them onto your show is a breeze. You can even tweak the look of your guest video no matter where they are. And you can set up your scenes in advance, so when your show starts, you can play your intro and easily switch between your scenes during the show. So it really simplifies your workflow and eliminates the need for a bunch of editing. Plus, your isolated audio tracks are saved right onto your computer along with your high-quality video files, so there's no more waiting for a link to download your files. They're right there. And once you're done, you can upload it to your syndication platform. It's time to give your audience what they really want. So if you're ready to become a visual authority and take your podcast to the next level with video, join the Ecamm fam. Thousands of podcasters have already made the switch. We're just waiting on you.
Scan the QR code or go to supermanhomepage.com/ecamm.
Coming from the farthest reaches of the universe to challenge the worst villains on Earth are the most powerful heroes ever in the Battle of the Superpowers Collection. Can it be the Supermobile on the attack? The Lexor 7 armed with kryptonite? Will the Supermobile repel those deadly rays?
You bet.
Ready for battle? Activate RAM!
New from Kenner's Superpowers Collection. Vehicles and figures with power action, each sold separately. Flying lessons for Penguin, fish bait for Luther. Can the Supermobile defeat the Lexor 7? You decide.
And we're back on Superman Homepage Live, where, as I said, you can go to supermanhomepage.com/live if you want to call us and speak tonight and be part of the show for the last 20 minutes. All right, so let's get into the comic book side of things. And if you're a comic book fan, here are the Superman comic books coming out this week. Let's take a look at this week in the comic books. Here is what you have to look forward to. Let's have a look. We've got April Special Number 1. It's a one-shot. It is obviously a ape monkey-related special. It's a one-shot, yes. As I said. It is available in variant covers. This one mimicking the Crisis cover with Superman holding the body of Supergirl instead of a banana skin. We've also got this variant cover right there. Also out this week, Batman Superman World's Finest 25, the oversized 25th issue, comes in a range of different variant covers, so many of them. Some great looking covers as well, including one that we've featured before. There he is, Captain Kirk. Yes, there is a couple of variant covers there for that. Also this week, Justice League versus Godzilla versus Kong number 6. That is out in a number of variant covers as well. So that's one I'm looking forward to. And then on the collected, before that, Superman number 12 is also out this week. A Race Against Time to Save Lex Luthor. And that is also available in a couple of variant covers, including this great Dan Jurgens wraparound cover that I know Michael Bailey will be getting. And more variant covers there. Then, for some reason, Superman appears on a variant cover of Wonder Woman number 7, which is out this week. So I thought you might want to know about that. But then on the collected side of things, we have the Fourth World Omnibus Volume 2 hardcover out this week. Also out this week, Justice League, the New 52, Book 1, trade paperback. And Superboy, the Man of Tomorrow, trade paperback. They are all the comic books coming out this week for comic book readers. So make sure you check them all out. A few big bumper issues. Obviously, Batman, Superman, World's Finest, number 25, and Superman, number 12, being the peak ones in this week's releases.
Yes.
Before I get into, you notice the background behind me is a green screen image, obviously, of an upcoming Superman comic book cover. I did have a green Superman shirt to wear in light of yesterday's St. Patrick's Day, or Sunday's St. Patrick's Day celebrations, but because I'm on green screen, I was just a floating head with a microphone in front of me, so I had to forego the green Superman t-shirt at the last minute because of that technical issue. But as I mentioned, the background behind me tonight is one of the variant, or one of the covers, main covers for this, the Fall of the House of Brainiac story that DC announced leads to the Countdown to Absolute Power this June in both Action Comics and Superman. And this is a obviously a big story that's coming up that will feature Brainiac quite prominently in the upcoming Superman comic books. So let's have a look at some of those details right now. This June, Lobo, this June, Superman, Lobo, and the Superman family make their final stand against Brainiac and the Brainiac Queen as DC's finale to House of Brainiac starts the Countdown to Absolute Power this June. In Action Comics 1066, it's all hands on deck for the Man of Steel and the Superman family now that the Brainiac Queen is alive. Brainiac has created his masterpiece, and all bets are off as Superman and his teammates bear witness to a cosmic horror unlike anything they've ever seen. And after learning the true history of Brainiac, Lobo will have to choose between what side he is on before all hell breaks loose. Then on sale June 18th, as part 5 of House of Brainiac, is written by Joshua Williamson, also provides art for the issue's main cover. Action Comics 1066 also features variant covers by art with art by Jorge Jimenez and other artists. Superman number 15, the stakes get raised even higher on June 25th as the incredible story reaches its climax. Superman is allied with Lex Luthor, and together they've figured out how to stop Brainiac and his queen, but it will take a great sacrifice. The Man of Steel and one of his greatest enemies will have to do the unthinkable to save their family and friends. This all leads directly into DC's blockbuster summer event, Absolute Power. Thoughts?
Well, first, you know, I've been thinking, when was the last Brainiac story that we had? Because I can't remember the last, or at least the last Superman Brainiac story. I mean, I know they may have been involved with the Justice League and all that, but I cannot remember the last Brainiac story. It's been years, I think.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It has been quite a while since Brainiac has featured prominently in the Superman comic books. So, yeah, a lot of variant covers here for the comic books, but some interesting variants. But, yeah, it's a big story that will also branch over, I think, into Green Lantern. There's the cover there for that, and Power Girl will also be getting involved in this House of Brainiac story. So looking forward to just seeing what this is all about. And, you know, when Joshua Williamson is involved, it's usually going to be a good story.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, House of Brainiac. Looking forward to that. And we'll obviously be reviewing all of those here at the Superman homepage. So you can keep up to date on everything that's happening in the world of Superman on the comic book side of things. All right, speaking about comic books and great artwork, this interesting piece is going up for auctions at Heritage Auction. It is by, obviously, the great John Bogdanov with inks. Let me read the details on it. Let's see here. This is the cover for Advanced Comics number 47, which was the very first appearance of Doomsday to the public. Not the first appearance in story, obviously. This is the first time that Doomsday was revealed to the public. Cred for the cover of the Comic Industry Distribution magazine, previewing the upcoming Death of Superman storyline. This image of the Man of Steel battling Doomsday was used by New York Newsday to break the story to the world that Superman was about to meet his end. The story received, obviously, unprecedented mainstream media coverage. This image drawn by John Bogdanov, and it is available to go under the hammer at Heritage Auctions and is expected to sell for over $1,000. I think it's already well over that at the moment, but a very interesting piece and a great piece of artwork.
Oh, absolutely.
Doug Yenke is the inker there.
Yes. That's such a classic image that the fact that I'm sure it's going to sell for thousands of dollars.
I'm 100%. Sure many people the current bid is $2,100 US, and I believe it's still got 17 days to go. So you've got time to crack open that piggy bank and see just how many coins you've got in there.
Exactly.
You never know.
But just classic.
Just classic indeed. So, yep, definitely worth a piece that would be well worth owning. That is going under the hammer. Also at Heritage Auctions is a 3-page letter that was written by Jerry Siegel. I do have the image here somewhere. Just give me a second and I will find it for you. This 3-page letter was written by Jerry Siegel, in which he's talking or writing to artist Russell Keaton about his idea for Superman. It was written in 1934, and it's Jerry Siegel explaining the whole idea of who Superman is and what he's all about. And because at the time, I'll just make this a little bit larger. Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster were struggling to get the story sold to any publishers, and Jerry thought he might have better luck with a different artist. So he touched base with Russell Keaton, who was a popular artist at the time, and wrote him this letter. Russell Keaton did draw a number of panels as an idea to help out, and because he was on board with this for a little bit. That didn't go anywhere else, and then Siegel and Shuster ended up going back to work together and eventually obviously sold the rights, and Action Comics number 1 was published then in 1938, 4 years after this letter was written. But a very historic and monumental piece of Superman history that will be sold at Heritage Auctions, and again, this one is expected to sell for over $1,000. It will end in early April, but at the moment, it is at $3,100.
Wow. I didn't realize until not too long ago that Jerry Siegel took it to other artists to see what he can do with that. But glad he went back to Joe Shuster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, interesting history behind the early days of Superman's creation and attempts to get him published. So that's the comic book side of things, and some interesting items up for auction. But on the collector's side of things, from the action figures, McFarlane Toys has given us a first look at the upcoming Kryptonite Doomsday mega figure. This launches for pre-order on March 20th, so a couple of days at select retailers. We'll let you know. Kryptonite Doomsday mega figure.
that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, how much more does Doomsday need, seriously, to beat
Superman? Exactly. He needs kryptonite. He could already kill Superman, and now he has kryptonite. Forget it.
Exactly. Another interesting action figure that is from McFarlane Toys is this JLA Superman 7-inch scale action figure. Obviously, the Superman Blue figure from that Justice League of America era. This is from Wave 12 of the DC Builder Wave from McFarlane Toys. It contains up to 22 points of articulation, 4 energy effects, and a display base. Also comes with a collectible card with artwork on the front and a character biography on the back. Also included is a Build-A-Figure piece for the Plastic Man, which obviously you need to get all the different figures in this wave to be able to build the Plastic Man figure from those pieces. But yeah, this is when Superman had electric powers and was part of the Justice League of America stories from that era. And while it was much derided at the time, seems that people can't get enough of this design all these years later.
Yeah, it's I think it's a popular design. I mean, I know at the time people were, you know, up in arms and, you know, and you know, it was kind of like when they announced he was going to die, you know, people were up in arms. Now he's got a new costume and new powers and people. It's like, you know what? It was a story. Just go along with it. Read it. Exactly. It was just a story. And 100%. It's just, you know, it was something different. You know, they wanted to try something different and they did. And it was all right, you know.
Yeah, but, exactly. We had a great time covering it here at the Superman homepage back then, trying to do a document on all his powers and all that kind of thing. But yeah, Justin says, where's the red one? Well, the red one will probably come down in wave 13, I imagine. You know, far be it for McFarlane Toys not to create a Superman or an action figure on something that's out there in the world of comic books. So that is the Justice League of America 7-inch scale action figure of the electric blue Superman. Now, the Multiversus video game, this was late last week, just after our show, but the game is getting its launch. I thought it had been launched already, but obviously it was just in beta mode, still in testing. But the platform, the free-to-play platform fighter video game featuring an all-star cast of iconic characters will officially launch on May 28th and will release with a new PvE mode. Here is a video giving you all the details on, or a little bit of the details on what is happening with the Multiverses launch.
A core aspect of Multiverses is our wealth of
ideas. Let me bring up the image, get rid of this image first, and then play you the video.
A core aspect of Multiverses is our wealth of iconic characters in the game, with fun-filled competition set against the backdrop of reimagined universes and environments. So I'm happy to say we'll be adding some really exciting, brand new personalities to the roster, along with more stages from worlds we have yet to explore.
Another foe for me to crush.
We moved to Unreal Engine 5, which will improve the game's visuals and character lighting. So in other words, Shaggy sandwiches have never looked better.
Pastrami on rye! There you have it. You can watch the full video at our website. And to promote the upcoming release of Multiverses and the launch, they're also teaming up with McDonald's. You can get Happy Meals, the toys or the collectibles that come with McDonald's Happy Meals are Multiverses related. And here is a promo for that.
Some of your favorite characters are coming to McDonald's. Kick off the fun and choose your matchups with Multiverses. Now in your Happy Meal. Now you can choose a book.
Whoops, so there it is. You can watch the full promo for that at our website. Official McDonald's Happy Meals Multiverses collectibles. It's in the US. If it's not already in the US, it will be shortly. I think it already is. I've seen people already collecting them. And I think it's coming to Australia as well. If it's not already in Australia, I don't go to McDonald's. I don't eat there, but I might just drop by and have a look at what they have as far as promo material is concerned. But yeah, you can check out full details about this McDonald's Multiverses release at our website as well. Now, from before we wrap up this show, the Superman homepage is offering fans a chance to own a free digital Metropolis poster designed by yours truly. I put my artistic talents to bringing you, where is it? I had the image ready to go. Here it is, a new poster, Metropolis poster, available for fans of the Superman homepage who want to check out what they can do to help promote and support the Superman homepage. All you have to do is become a patron of the proper level, and you'll get this free digital Metropolis poster designed by me sent to you. It's limited to only 20 copies. So I'll only be sending out 20 copies of this digital poster to the first 20 patrons who take up the level of $10 a month. And this showcases the city of Metropolis, bathed in the warm glow of the setting sun with a silhouette of Superman soaring high above the Daily Planet building. You can own this poster if you become a patron of the Superman homepage. Just head to patreon.com/supermanhomepage and you could be the proud owner of this poster.
Very, very nice.
Yeah, I thought it was
great cool. Image.
Yeah, there have been other similar ones. It's got that Art Deco type of feel to it, but this was created solely by me and doesn't really break any copyright. Not that we're saying
I don't
it.
Think so.
I mean, it's just a silhouette of a flying figure. Metropolis is a word that is used, and it doesn't say Daily Planet. It's just symbol of a planet, of a like a Saturn-type globe. So, you can be a proud owner of that by supporting the Superman homepage. What a great way to make sure that the Superman homepage continues and also be able to own something that looks pretty cool. But that's pretty much it for tonight's episode of Superman Homepage Live. I want to thank my co-host, Mark Lax. Thank you, Mark, in your undisclosed location for taking the time out to be part of the show tonight.
Thank you, Steve.
And thank you to our sponsors and patrons, Douglas Meacham, John Patrick Van Pelt, Tina Murray, and C. Ralph Adler. We appreciate your support. And don't forget, you can support those fine folks, again, by being a patron. Join those fine folks by being a patron of our website. Simply head to patreon.com/supermanhomepage or click the join button on YouTube. But Mark and I will be back next week for the final episode of March. So make sure you join us then for Superman Homepage Live on Monday, March 25th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific time for another episode of Superman Homepage Live. Until then, be sure to check out supermanhomepage.com for all your daily news updates on everything surrounding the Man of Steel. I'm Steve Eunice. On behalf of myself and Mark Lax, thanks for watching Superman Homepage Live, brought to you by supermanhomepage.com. Good night.